Listen up! You are listening to The Soundstage. Chinese indie music is finally here.
你现在收听的是因你而乐，属于中国的独立音乐终于来了。
Was Juryan Duran or The Volunteer by Car Sick Cars. That was the first song on their debut album that was released in 2007 and had an enormous impact on the Chinese independent music scene. That band, Car Sick Cars, has probably toured abroad more than any other Chinese band, and they even opened for Sonic Youth in Europe. And for those music experts out there, I'm sure you can deeply hear the influence. They're also very big fans of the Velvet Underground. And the lead singer and guitar player Sho Wong has another band called White Plus that's more experimental music, and they're quite popular in the Beijing scene as well. But definitely Car Sick Cars has been a mainstay of the Beijing scene for quite a number of years, influencing countless other Chinese bands. So we'll definitely be playing a lot of Car Sick Cars as well. And just for me personally, I've always felt that that was a very inspiring track. So thanks for staying with us. This is The Soundstage, the only show that plays exclusively Chinese independent music. 你好，你现在收听的是因你而乐，唯一属于中国的独立音乐的广播节目。Well, the next song that we're going to play for you is by a band called Hedgehog.And we've interviewed them for the video program. And they're also a very extraordinary band that's quite famous in the indie scene. And, well, a lot of people would say it's because of their girl drummer who's hardly 5 foot tall. And while she is incredible, the band itself, I feel sometimes that the bass player and the singer and lead songwriter might feel overshadowed by her. And she's definitely a great asset to the band. But the three of them just create really, really wonderful pop rock music, or noise pop as they put it. I wouldn't really call it pop rock because it can be pretty loud and heavy. But they've been playing since about 2004, or the so-called Miracle Years of Beijing, when a lot of new rock bands were formed, especially in the D22 scene, which was a club in Udalco, the student district of Beijing, which I guess kind of became the music district through that club. But Hedgehog is fantastic. They write great songs. I would kind of compare them maybe to Blur, which is a Brit rock band from the 90s. But really, they're beyond comparison. They're their own thing. And here is Chongqing by Hedgehog. Chongqing, by the way, being a ginormous metropolis in western China that is infamous for its relentless heat. Thank you. I hope that song was able to cool you down, because that was Chongqing by Hedgehog, a song about one of the hottest cities in China. And here's one of the hottest new bands in Beijing, the 20s. This is Giant Star. That was Giant Star by the 20s, and I have a giant question for her. How do you write such good lyrics in English? I'm a native English speaker, and I can't even do that. Anyway, thank you for staying with us. We have one more song after I get done running my trap, but I just wanted to tell you once again, thank you for listening to the first broadcast of The Soundstage, and hopefully there will be many more. We will play every Saturday from 6 till 7 p.m., and we play exclusively Chinese independent music. Don't forget, we're also a video show, so if you go to crienglish.com and click through to the video section, you'll be able to find our interviews with over 40 bands and counting. We interview the band, and we have them play a song, an original song that they've written themselves. And finally, don't forget to go to our Weibo, The Soundstage Weibo, that's it, The Soundstage, one word, and there you can communicate with me directly, and you can even submit music. So if you feel like your music is good enough to be on the radio, go ahead and submit it, and hopefully we will play it right here on this show. 如果你觉得你的音乐够好的话，那我请你试一试申请 播放你的音乐在这个节目上。Now the very last song that we have is called 彩虹雨 by 程慧 and that means Rainbow Rain. And he is a folk musician that we also had on the video show before who comes from Guangdong, which is from the south of China. And he's been living in Beijing for several years trying to make it as a musician. And he is what is known as a Bei Piao, which means someone who is floating in Beijing, quite literally. Bei represents Beijing, and Piao means to float. And this is a word to describe people similar to, let's say, someone who moves to LA or to New York to make it as an actor. So they kind of just take everything they have or maybe even sell everything they have to get the money to go to the big city and try to make it. But it also has kind of a lonely connotation because these people are just floating here. They don't really have roots. They're just here, but they're quite transient, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, that kind of thing. And of course, you know, as a Westerner, I can understand this kind of concept because it's very similar to country music, you know, the idea of the drifter or the lonely heart who, you know, is playing his soul out for strangers from bar to bar down the highway. So, you know, some things are pretty much universal all around the world. And you can really hear this universal spirit of yearning and loneliness in his music and also in his interview where he nearly was brought to tears when he was thinking about how he has uprooted himself and traveled all over playing his music. It was quite powerful. But of course, to really understand where he's coming from, the best way, of course, to do that is to hear his music. I'd like to thank you again for tuning in, and I hope you do tune in again next Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. to hear the only show that exclusively plays Chinese independent music. And here closing out is Rainbow Rain by Cheng Hui.
向我招手歌唱，勤劳的人们来吧，跟我们一起放牧。再过几里地，一道彩虹出现我的眼帘，绽放吧，这里属于我的天空。这一刻是雨天， 转眼就是彩虹雨，请相信生活总是这么的扬言已想不到，我想念我的童真，然后我做了一个真实的梦，带着孩子的天真，想像彩虹般